This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Public testimony in the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump has ended. We get more on Thursday's testimony from AP's Ed Donahue.
Former National Security Council advisor Fiona Hill says EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland was operating outside official diplomatic channels in Ukraine and was involved in a domestic political errand for President Trump.
I did say to him, Ambassador Sondland, Gordon, I think this is all going to blow up, and here we are.
Diplomat David Holmes testified about the phone call he overheard in Ukraine between Sondland and President Trump that included talk of investigations. He asked Sondland if it was true the president did not care about Ukraine and was told the president cares about big stuff.
He meant big stuff that benefits the president, like the Biden investigation.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says the testimony doesn't change the facts.
No, facts are on the president's side. The truth is on the president's side.
Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says he could resist no more going down the path of impeachment.
This president believes he is above the law. And in my view, there is nothing more dangerous than an unethical president who believes they are above the law.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Top White House officials met Thursday with Republican senators to discuss impeachment strategy. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The White House and Senate Republicans are preparing for a Senate impeachment trial. Two people familiar with the session tell the Associated Press Republican senators were at the White House Thursday to discuss strategy. One aide says the meeting lasted about an hour. President Donald Trump also had lunch with a different group of Republican senators. On Capitol Hill, GOP Senator John Kennedy told reporters,
"When it gets to the Senate, we're going to do it right.
Republicans control the Senate 53-47. 51 votes are needed to acquit the president in an impeachment trial. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been indicted on corruption charges. As AP's Karen Chamas reports, Netanyahu is calling it a witch hunt.
Capping a three-year investigation, Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit charged Netanyahu with fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in three different scandals. It is the first time a sitting Israeli prime minister has been charged with a crime. According to the indictment, Netanyahu accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars of champagne and cigars from billionaire friends, offered to trade favors with a newspaper publisher, and used his influence to help a wealthy telecom magnate in exchange for favorable coverage on a popular news site. Netanyahu has denied any wrongdoing and said he is a victim of a witch hunt. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Nations Children's Fund reports more than 1,000 children were killed in Syria in 2018. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, that makes it the deadliest year for children since the war began there in 2011.
UNICEF Syria representative Fran Akiza says children have been subjected to such horrors for nearly 9 years.
The scale, severity, and complexity of the crisis is staggering. Last year was the deadliest year for the children in Syria, and very unfortunately, this looks like this year is following the same track record. We have been able to verify 657 children killed in Syria since the beginning of the year. It's quite likely that the figure is much bigger than this one.
As of September, the United Nations has verified nearly 1,800 grave violations against children. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed two bills on Hong Kong Thursday that are headed to President Donald Trump for his signature. Michelle Hennessy reports that it's a warning to China about its commitment to human rights.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed two bills on Hong Kong that will now make their way to the president for final approval. It's a warning to China about its commitment to human rights amid a crackdown on the city's pro-democracy protests. If President Trump signs the bills into law, it would see a ban of certain exports to Hong Kong police forces, like tear gas, rubber bullets and pepper spray. It would also make officials who violate human rights in the city vulnerable to U.S. sanctions.
That is Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. And President Donald Trump on Thursday signed a short-term funding bill averting the threat of a government shutdown until December 20th. The stopgap spending bill would give negotiators 4 more weeks to try to break an impasse involving funding for Trump's border wall project that has gridlocked progress on the 12 appropriations measures that fund about one-third of the government. I'm David Berg, VOA News.